thing. Is David Cameron right to prioritise building homes for first-time buyers so that they can own them, not rent them, not social housing, home ownership? Is David Cameron right to prioritise housing in this way? 0345 6060 973. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. Mark Blessing joins me. He's the CEO and co-founder of Pocket. That's a private developer of affordable housing in London. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon.
What did you make of what David Cameron said from your position?
Well, I think it's the first time that the government has actually come up with a supply proposal rather than a demand-led proposal, and I think that should be welcomed. I think the second thing was...
What, a kind of build it and they will come approach?
Well, yeah, we've had a lot of emphasis on helping people to buy through the Help to Buy scheme, and we've had various, you know, the ISA for starter homes, various financial incentives at that level. We haven't actually had policy which is trying to open up the market for a larger quantity of housing being built, and I think this is a planning reform that is seeking to do that. So I think it's important that we look at it in that context and ask ourselves, is this going to engender more supply to the market? And my view is that it will. That one of the problems that we have in this debate is that it's been a very polarized debate between the open market volume house builders on the one hand and the housing associations providing social housing on the other, and the housing in between really has not been thought through or been pushed out hard enough. I think that the Prime Minister is trying to do that.
What do you mean, sorry, by the housing in between?
So starter home housing, intermediate housing, people who are not able to access open market housing because it's too expensive, but are never going to get to the top of the waiting list for social housing. And London has this problem in spades. We now reckon that somewhere around 50% of working Londoners between the age of 20 and 39 are priced out of open market and will never get to the top of a waiting list for social housing if indeed they aspired to social housing. So it is quite correct that government is trying to come up with policy to develop a new line of supply, new volume, for that crisis, because it is indeed a crisis, and places like London will become, you know, very, very difficult to manage economically and socially unless we have more homes that are more affordable for people at the beginning of their career.
But those new starter homes will quite quickly be linked, won't they, to market prices, and they won't be necessarily affordable for very long.
Well, there are details yet to be worked out, and my company, Pocket, is involved with the Department of Community and Local Government in looking at the technical detail of how this is all going to work. There's detail yet to be worked out on how the discount is to be protected during that initial phase of 5 years, who will administer that, and indeed whether it could be any longer than 5 years. But you know, the policy initiative in and of itself has a lot of merit, I think. And if the detail can be got right, then the lenders will rally behind it, and crucially, the local government bodies and local authorities will rally behind it.
And should there be an onus on developers like you, who might not be as involved in affordable housing as you are, and to do so and to be so?
Well, Pocket actually only delivers affordable housing. We distinguish ourselves from the Starter Home Initiative by having an in perpetuity affordable housing model for the starter home market. We've been doing it for the last 10 years. One of the reasons why people are talking to us about it is because of our experience in that field. But I think what the Prime Minister is trying to do with this initiative is open up the game beyond London into the regions. And I think what they're hoping to achieve with it is that it will unlock land opportunities which otherwise might not be unlocked.
And what is affordable? David Cameron said it was a rather deceptive word. What do you think affordable is?
Well, everybody always looks at the top-line figure, and indeed the top-line figure for London is £450,000, and to an awful lot of your listeners that doesn't sound very affordable. But Pocket is going to be marketing shortly homes in Ealing at £165,000. That will be a 20% discount to that particular market. So within the...
How many rooms in that home?
Those will all be one-bedroom homes, and they will be focused on singles and couples, and at that price point, it's an extremely attractive way into the housing market, particularly given the transport links that are going to connect that part of London to the centre of London within the next 2 or 3 years. So don't just look at the top-line figure of £450,000. Also look at the fact that this is an initiative which hopefully will bring supply in it well below those price points as well. And can I just say one very important part of this? is for far too long the debate has been about the volume house builders and the housing associations, and we need to walk away from that rhetoric of it always being polarized between those two. With a bit of goodwill and a bit of getting the technical details right, it is possible that this initiative is going to bring forward small to medium-sized okay. developers and contractors, and that will be a very good thing for the British housing.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. Mark Blessing, co-founder and CEO of Pocket, private developer of affordable housing in London.